AFF celebrated its 9th anniversary in Mangaung in the Free State, where UDM and ATM leaders were also in attendance. AFF leader Julius Malema addressed supporters and questioned how the country can fight crime when the president is not held accountable.
But how can we fight crime when a president commits crime and there is nothing that happens to the president? The president had foreign currency. Case is opened against him, he's not arrested. The president took our police into a foreign land without case number. The president is not arrested. The president has tortured people in his house. The case is open. The president is not arrested. The president takes a platform and tells us to fight gender-based violence when he was torturing a female domestic worker in his house. A case is open. The president is not arrested. So who is going to be arrested?
He echoed UDM leader Bantu Lumisa's sentiments that parties must unite for mass action. Malema said Ramaphosa's days are numbered.
Ramaphosa must know his days are numbered in that office of the president. We must remove him because of unemployment. We must remove him because of the levels of poverty in South Africa. We must remove him because instead of finding an alternative oil for South Africans, he will never do that because he's empowering his friends in the West and in America. So we are going to shut down South Africa. And when we do so, all the streets of South Africa are going to come to a standstill because we must take action against the state of our nation. If we don't do that, all of us, President Olomisa, all of us, we are going to be attacked by an unled revolution. Before we get attacked, we must take action to restore South Africa back into the hands of South Africans.
There are allegations that Ramaphosa misled Parliament about donations to the CR17 campaign. Malema said the CR17 bank records will be unsealed.
The streets are calling us. We must go to the picket lines. We must show Ramaphosa the door. That is the only option we are left with. We fought the parliamentary way. We fought the court way. Half of the judges are captured by this Ramaphosa. He sealed CR17. Till today, we don't know who gave him money. Now he's sealing the public protector 31 question answers. Now, this president who goes to court to hide from accountability, the judges must remove themselves from the pocket of Ramaphosa. Because if they don't, Ramaphosa will fall. And some of those judges who took CR17 money, who takes money of white capital, they will fall with him. Because I can tell you now, CR17 is going to be unsealed because Ramaphosa will not be a president forever. And when it gets unsealed, we are going to find a name of a judge inside there. That judge will follow Ramaphosa.
The party continues. For Times Live Podcast, I am Bulelani Nomukela.